You're listening to WMIE, Cocoa, Merritt Island, Melbourne, Titusville, and the Beaches, 91.5 FM, as well as W272BA, Cocoa Beach, and Vieira, FM 102.3. It's all too clear.
Welcome. You're listening to Wake Up with Tom Jones.
The Lord reigns, let the people shout. He reigns in righteousness. Let the heavens be glad, let the earth rejoice. The Lord reigns, let the people clap their hands. Angels shout, the redeemed have come to dance. To celebrate, to celebrate, He reigns. The Lord reigns, the Lord reigns, the Lord reigns. We will sing and shout.
Yes, good morning, Saints of God. This is Tom Jones, and it is time to wake up. It saddens my heart that we had that Hurricane Melissa that battered the Caribbean, Jamaica, Haiti, Cuba, and I think the last I read, there was 33 deaths that occurred. So, you know, my message was going to be about prayer this morning, and I'm going to save it for next week. I studied what is prayer. What is the purpose of prayer and how to pray? And I'm going to share that next week when I have a little bit more time to share. I'll be on a little bit longer next week. Thanks to the Lord and the 91.5, which I am greatly humbled to have a little bit more time. It is sad. Please continue to keep them in your prayers. Most people lost everything, and please keep them in your prayer, because the word says the fervent and effectual prayer of the righteous availeth much. And those people are devastated. I've been to Haiti. There's an orphan home I go to there, and it's terrible. They went through the earthquake. I can't imagine the people in Jamaica and Haiti that got a lot of rain, Cuba, what they're going through. But let's keep them in our prayers. I'm going to play a song this morning, and I'll be right back. And that's by Michael W. Smith.
You are mighty.
You are mighty.
Yes, I love Michael W. Smith, and what an anointed fellow he is. This morning, I'd like to just take a moment and let us pray for Jamaica, Haiti, Cuba, and all those that are in the harm's way of the hurricane, the Melissa. Father God, we come to you this morning, and your word reminds us that you're the one that calms a storm. I don't know of anyone else that can do a better job than you. Father God, I pray for the country of Jamaica, that all those that have been devastated. I saw the mudslides and what they're going through, and I pray that you would, Father, touch them all. Give them the supernatural strength that they're going to need, Father, to get through all of this, and help them rebuild. Far as Haiti, been there, it's a poor country, and that you be with them as well, as they've had some massive flooding and a few people that have passed away there. Pray that you would be with each one, Father God, and give them, again, the strength that they need to with the cleanup. Thank you for your provision, that your hand is not short, that you can provide for those people. Also in Cuba, that this would be a time that if they don't know you, Father God, that this would be a time that they would come to know you as Lord and Savior, repent of their sins, and come to know you, Father God, that I know that you can take what's happened in Jamaica, Haiti, and Cuba, and Father God, and make their houses better than what they were before. I thank you for provision coming to them, and that how gracious and on the you're an on-time God, that that you'll provide for each and every one of them, Father God. And I just ask this, Father God, in Jesus' name. We also pray for Israel, Father God, the apple of your eye, that no weapon formed against Israel, Father God, shall prosper. Thank you for your hand that's on that nation. And for America, Father God, I just pray that we would just come back to you. We have literally, literally lost our way. And I pray that as a nation, that we would come and turn back to you. And Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, this morning, you know, I was going to talk about prayer, but the Holy Spirit driving here touched my heart about sharing something else. I talked to a precious sister this morning, Lisa McHale, and what a precious sister. And she and I were talking about, you know, things that do around the house, and we brought up hurricanes, storms, and all this other stuff. And what a delightful, precious gal that Lisa, you are. And enjoyed our talk this morning. And it reminded me in the book of Mark where Jesus calms a storm. And no matter what you're going through in your life, Jesus can calm that storm down, but you have to let him. You know, you have to let him. So if we could look at Mark chapter 4, verse 35, it says, the day when evening came, he said to his disciples, and this is Jesus speaking to his disciples, let us go over to the other side. When I look at that, when Jesus was speaking, he said, let us go over to the other side. Really, what Jesus was telling those disciples, I'm going to promote you. And that's what I feel the Holy Spirit has put on my heart, that he's going to promote the disciples. But, you know, if I look at myself, if Jesus were to have said, you know, let's get in the boat, we're going to go to the other side. If he would have told me there was going to be a hurricane, I wouldn't have gotten on that boat. My biggest problem, and I don't mean to go on about it, but sometimes I spend more time on the storms of life than I do the Lord. But the disciples had no problem. He said, let's go over to the other side. Leaving the crowd behind, they took him along. Just as he was in the boat, there was also other boats with him. A furious storm came up, and the waves broke over the boat so that it was nearly swamped. Jesus was in the stern, sleeping on the cushion. The disciples woke him and said to him, Teacher, don't you care if we drowned? Now, you know, Jesus was sleeping, but, you know, he knew what was going on in that boat. He knew that the water was coming in, and he wasn't a bit afraid. And that's okay, Danny. That's okay. And he's in total control, even in the midst of a storm. And they got halfway across that lake, and the winds were up, the waves, and were going over the boat. He got up, rebuked the wind, and the waves. He said, Jesus, this is Jesus speaking, quiet, be still. Then the wind died down, and it was completely calm. Verse 40, he said to the disciples, why are you so afraid? You still have no faith? And they were terrified and asked each other, who is this that even the wind and waves obey him? And I'm here to tell you that, you know, we weren't guaranteed that life was going to be perfect. The storms will come. I'm sure a lot of you that are listening have gone through some storms, whether they be hurricanes, whether they be personal struggles that you're going through. But you have to admit that who's in charge? Is it Jesus or is it you? Are you spending more time on the problems of life than in Jesus? You know, then that's my biggest problem, you know, because we can concentrate on the storms of life, as I was sharing with Lisa, that we don't even, you know, acknowledge that he's really the one that's in control of everything. So if you go through a hurricane, if you go through a tragedy, if you go through a car accident, if you go through a financial situation, who's really in control? You're not. Sometimes we have to let go and give everything to Jesus. And sometimes that's difficult. That can be difficult. It really shouldn't be. You know, we have to learn to let go and to trust him. As the word tells us, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not on your own understanding, but in all your ways acknowledge him. And he said, he shall direct your path. Who's really the one in charge? Jesus is. We just have to trust him with all our heart, mind, and soul. So as I look at this, Jesus was really trying to promote the disciples because I'm sure their faith grew going through that. You know, it was quiet until they got to the middle of the lake, and then all of a sudden the hurricane, these strong winds appeared. Their ship was swamped and water was coming in. And Jesus was in control. He took them to the other side. And, you know, who is really in control of your life? You know, it's not you. We have to let go of things. And that's sometimes very difficult to do, you know, because I want to try to help Jesus out. And you know what? Sometimes Jesus will put on my heart that I don't need your help. You know, I can do it. So no matter what we do, he's telling us, as he told the disciples, quiet, or the storm, quiet, be still. Quiet, be still. Jesus is the one that can calm the storms in our life down. You know, and I'm sure the people in Jamaica and Haiti, Cuba, the Caicos Islands, it's a time that, you know, we go through these storms and we have to know who's with us. And they're painful. I've went through many, one in Hawaii and many down here in Florida. And they're not easy to go through, these hurricanes. But my house was torn up back in, when we had all those storms back in 2004. But you know what? My house is now better built than it was before. And that's what Jesus will do. No matter what you're going through, no matter what storm you're going through in life, Jesus can make it better than what it was before if you let him. And you have to let him. You have to just cry out. You know, you have to cry out. And, you know, as we're going to learn next week about the importance of prayer, you know, are we going to just concentrate on the bigness of our problems or on the bigness and greatness of Jesus? You know, he's a big God. He's big. And we just need to spend more time with him, more time in prayer, and not concentrating on the bigness and greatness of our problems, but Jesus. And I tell you what, he'll get you through. Whether it's a hurricane, whether it's the storms of life, whether it's a financial difficulty, whether you've got a bad report, no matter what it is, you can lay it at the feet of Jesus and say, Lord, you said the battle's not mine. The battle belongs to you. You know, we just have to get to a place where we surrender. We surrender it. And sometimes that can be quite difficult to let go and say, Jesus, you know, I've got to let go of this. You know, I know we had company back in, I think the 204, we had all those hurricanes, and we had some people from Vero Beach stayed with us. One was, believe it or not, years ago, he was in the Battle of the Bulge, my wife's relative. And then he called again and said, oh, there's another friend that wants to come up, and he and his wife, but they have a dog. Can they come? I said, bring them all, you know, bring them all up, you know. And this gentleman that he brought up was a Pearl Harbor survivor. And I remember that night as the winds were howling and water was pouring in my bathroom, my master bathroom. I'll never forget this. And I was pacing the floor. I thought, well, I'll check on my wife while she was sleeping. Then I checked on Mac and Claire, the Pearl Harbor survivor, and his wife. And they were sleeping. The dog, I remember looking at their dog, and it was upside down, you know, sleeping. I go check on Uncle Art and his wife, and they were sleeping. I thought, Lord, how can people be sleeping at a time like this? And the Lord said, you know what? You need to be at, you need to be at peace. Why are you spending more time on the storm of life, storms of life than me? So, you know, it's a good example that when you do go through these storms, whether they be, you know, physical storms, the hurricanes, or whether you're going through a bad doctor's report, a financial report, whatever, you just really have to trust the Lord with all your heart. Not some of your heart, not part of it, but all of your heart, and surrender, you know, because that's what he wants. He wants not some of us, but he wants all of us. And who's the Lord of your life, you know? Have you accepted Jesus as your personal Savior? Have you repented of your sins and say, Lord, I repent of my sins. I want to come to know you as my Lord and Savior, you know? And he's the great I am, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. And, you know, it's a walk. This life is really, it's a journey, you know? And just because you become a Christian, there's some days that are just a little bit more challenging than other days. But we, as the Word, the Scriptures remind us that we have to cast our cares upon Him. Because He said He cares for you. Are you casting your cares today upon Jesus? Who are you casting your cares on? You know, your best friend? And that's okay to do. Be careful when you do that. Make sure that they're, you know, going to listen to you and they'll pray for you. And we need other people to encourage us. Moses had Aaron and Hur when he was going through that battle and fighting a battle, that he got battle fatigued and his arms started going down. And I believe when his arms were going down, he started losing the battle. And, you know, and then Aaron and Hur held his arms back up, and then he started winning the battle. You know, some of you are going through some battles right now. And I tell you, they're tough. You know, some of them are tough. And it's just an opportunity to like the people that I saw in Jamaica, you know, just wandering around in the mud. And it's awful. Where do you begin? What do you pick back up? You know, when your house is taken from you and the mudslides, and where do you pick up? You know, and that's okay, Danny. That's okay. And so, you know, but my prayer is that many countries will get involved to help them. He's there. He said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. I'm with you always. And that's the assurance that you and I have, that we serve a big God, that in the midst of a storm, he can calm those storms down. He can calm them down. Jesus again said to the storm, quiet and be still. And the wind and the sea obeyed him. So there is nothing too difficult for Jesus. Nothing, not one thing. You can call on him 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. He doesn't sleep nor slumber. He's there. He's available. We just have to call on him more. Don't forget to read your word. Don't forget to study to show yourself approved, a workman that need not be ashamed. Don't forget to develop a quiet time that you can speak to the Lord. And what is prayer? The most basic definition of prayer is talking to God. Prayer is not meditation or passive reflection. It is direct address to God. You can just speak to him quietly. Let him minister to you. And whatever report you've gotten, whatever you're going through with your job, your wife or your husband, you know, Jesus can fix that if you let him, you know. And I just want you to know who's in charge. Who's in charge of the storms in this life? And it's not you. It's not myself. It's Jesus. He's in the midst of it all. And I'm thankful for that, because the word reminds us that if we call upon him, he said, I'll show you great and mighty things that you know us not of. So if you're going through a storm, I ask that you just call upon him, and that I pray that God would meet all of your needs, that he would be with you. If it's physical, that we serve a God that can touch your body. You know, he can touch you from the top of your head to the soles of your feet. That the stripes that he took on his back, that you were healed. Sometimes with God, it's his timing. It's his will to be done, not ours. And it's just, you know, this journey, the Christian life, is just a matter of trusting him each and every second of your life, learning to trust him more. And as St. Paul said, that we must decrease the flesh, that Jesus could increase. And I know sometimes my flesh rises up. It does, and it stinks. And I want more of him and less of Tom. And I'm just being upfront and being honest with you. You know, we just need to know him. And we need to be real, and we need to be transparent, you know. And that's what Jesus wants. He wants people that have a heart. You can know the word, and, you know, you can know the word of God. What are you doing with the word of God? It has to get from the head to the heart. You know, you can become religious and know the word better than me. Some of you probably do. But it has to get, the word has to get from the head to the heart. And when it gets into the heart, you're going to become and do, you're going to be doing what Jesus tells you to do. You're going to love on the unlovable. You're going to have compassion and mercy and kindness, that when something arises, you're going to stand. And that's what Jesus wants. He doesn't need ability. If you think you have to have ability to work for Jesus, nope. What you have to have is availability and a willing heart. You know, that's what the disciples had. They were willing. He said, get in the boat. They were willing. They got in the boat. They didn't even argue. You know, they just got in the boat. And that's what Jesus is looking for, is a willing heart and an available heart that says, here I am. Use me. Send me. You know, and it's all of us. It's not one person. It's not one person running the show. It's corporately the church coming together, the body of Christ coming together to help countries like Jamaica, Haiti, and Cuba, and other countries, helping other ministries, helping 91.5 stay on the air. And that's critically important. So if you're listening and they had their, I want to keep wanting to call a share-a-thon or their fundraiser, be a part of it. I think it ends tomorrow, Danny. It's going to keep going. So if you haven't been a part of something so great, and those of you that have given to 91.5, I humbly come along with Danny here, Paul at the studio, and the owner, to graciously say thank you for your generous gifts and support, you know. Because remember, Jesus loves a cheerful giver, not a stingy giver. He loves a cheerful giver. And I'm not trying to share this to manipulate any of you at all, but he loves a cheerful giver. And, you know, and I, if you sow sparingly, the Bible says, you reap sparingly. And I'm not trying to preach a prosperity message. I'm just trying to say that if there's needs out there, and if God's touching your heart to be a part of it, then don't think about it. You know what? Just do it. Just do it. Well, my time's just about up. Next week, I'll be on again from on Thursdays. And I'm on Friday, I believe, 4 o'clock. Is it, Danny? 4 o'clock on Friday. Again, I'm real humbled by it all. If you think I'm kidding, I'm not. So let God use you. Open your heart. Trust him with all your heart. Remember, Jesus calms the storms in life. And just let him. Don't fight it. Don't wrestle with it. Well, until next week, may God continually bless you. And remember, stay awake.
You've been listening to Wake Up, the radio broadcast brought to you by Tom Jones Ministries. Be with us again next Thursday at the same time for Wake Up with Tom Jones.